to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this July 25th, 2025. Have your host, James, behind the mic. We're joined right now by one of our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools District. I want to thank Ron for setting this up. We have Melanie Hanneman joining us. She is the Food Service Director. Melanie, nice to meet you.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being here with us. I have lunch lady questions I want to ask. Yeah. I have so many different things, but maybe another time. Here in summer, it's great to be able to talk with anybody in our school district, and not only getting parents and kids information that maybe they haven't heard, or with the busy summer just kind of got lost in the shuffle, but it's a nice chance to just touch base with you guys. I think that oftentimes as adults, we just kind of check out when it comes to the schools during summer, and we need to be paying attention and be up to date as much as any parent or anybody else out there. I appreciate the time, and certainly appreciate everything you put into our community doing the job you're doing there. It's vital work, and we appreciate you. I see that we're going to start with summer meals. I think that's a great place to start, not just because I'm hungry. No. Summer meals seems like a good place. What can you tell us about those?
Yes. So we currently have summer meals going on. It is a program through the USDA where we provide meals free for anyone 18 and under all summer long. And it's good to acknowledge it because even when summer school ends, we're still out there providing those meals. So we provide them at three different locations right now. We're at Lincoln High School, and they are serving breakfast there from 7:30 to 8:30. So students that are coming in the morning for sports, to work out, things like that can grab a breakfast. Yeah. You could also swing through. They are outside right in the front in the circle drive. So if you and your family are out and about heading out for the day, you can swing through and grab a breakfast to go. Again, from 7:30 to 8:30. And then they are there from 11 to 12:30 providing lunch as well. So families are welcome to pop over to Lincoln High School to grab a free lunch. We are also at Mead Park near the splash pad, and we are at Witter Park outside of the Aquatic Center. And we are there every day from 11 to 12:30 providing lunches, and families get to take home a breakfast for the next day as well. So two meals, one stop, we are there.
Yeah. From years past, it seems like there's another new location on this as opposed to years past. So that's really nice to see.
Yes.
It also reminds us of how in need this is and how important this is. This happens to be one of my big three topics that I care about, causes that I care about, and hunger in our communities around the whole world, especially here in our local area. And while we have Focus and we have like the United We Can event, for every event we have, there are still people out there that get missed. And a lot of the times, kids are the ones that get forgotten in some of this conversation. Mm-hmm. I was one of these kids growing up, and certainly appreciated services like this and things like this. I know how far it goes for our community, along with so many other kids that are able to, like you said, going in for sports or some of those. Yes. There are kids where, you know, during the school year, these are meals are counted on, and families know that they can count on them. Once summer happens, it's kind of an all bets are off thing, and you're not sure. So having these programs around is vital and important. Just as important as that is us getting the information out there and making sure every citizen knows about this, especially the ones that could really use the services.
Yes, absolutely. And in the summer, too, we see at these parks the kids are playing hard. I mean, they're going for a day of swimming and playing at the park. So it's awesome that we're able to provide these lunches for them to grab either before or after they're playing there.
When it comes to the people that are working and helping hand these meals out and everything, we appreciate everybody that's doing that and just want to shout them out and thank them. Are you guys ever in need of more volunteers or people like that can help with those services?
We aren't. Actually, we have a staff that are very dedicated to this. So I guess the need is getting the word out.
Yeah.
So letting your grandkids know or families at church know, or anywhere in the community, that these meals are there. If you drove by Lincoln High School today, you would have saw our staff member with a flag walking down the sidewalk trying to rope families in. So they are there. They are letting people know that they are there. But really, we just need help getting the word out that these meals are there to take advantage of.
And as great of a job as this team that we have here at the studios does getting information out there for everybody, we all know that word of mouth goes so much farther. So please do share this information with people, and especially people. I think a lot of the time, this is one of the things I love about our Midwesterners and what it is to be a Midwesterner. us and are we're a strong type. We do a lot on our own. We're very good at those things, but we're not really good at always asking for help or letting people know that we need help. Even we put on a good front.
Yeah.
So I think sharing this information, even with people that you might not think need the services, isn't a bad idea. It's just information that they could share with somebody else too.
Yeah.
And while we're at it, I do want to also again thank not only the people involved in this, but the people that continue to share the information. And these meals are once these do wrap up, though, keeping an eye on those families and seeing where else you can help, or telling them about Focus or some of these other programs that we have in the community.
Yes, and that leads into back to school time, completing free and reduced meal applications.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing a lot of changes with our eligibility. So just reminding families when back to school comes, make sure you're filling out those applications so that we can meet all those needs.
Understand summer gets really busy and some of this stuff can get lost in the shuffle, but that is a big one.
Yes.
And we really want everybody that needs those services signed up for that one.
Yes, absolutely.
If people do, is there somewhere they can go to make sure that they're signed up, or a way to sign up?
Yes, they can call our office, our food service office. The number is 715-424-6703. They can get a hold of us and they can check on that.
Oh, you're good. Did you do that off the top of your head? That was good.
I
got it in front of me and it would have taken me a minute. That was good. Appreciate that, and appreciate the information, Melanie. Thank you for that. Did want to talk a little bit about some of the changes going on with the milk distribution that's happening. I'll let the audience look behind the curtain a little bit. Melanie was telling me a little about this beforehand. I still don't know if it's registered. I found this out about 5-10 minutes ago, and it's still taking me a minute. Just as a kid that went to public school, and we always had the carton milk boxes. That's adapted. That's changed a little.
It has changed a little. So families that are participating in our summer meal program will notice that the milk comes in a clear pouch instead of the carton. And that is a change we made, I believe, as a Central Wisconsin school, that the milk we're serving our students should be coming from the dairy farms that our families are driving past. So we reached out, and Nasonville Dairy was able to supply us with milk for our entire school district this year. They're out of Marshfield. So they package it differently. They put it into 8-ounce clear pouches instead of cartons. So we are rolling into that change this school year. Each kid will receive a pouch with a straw that they poke in and drink it, just kind of like a juice pouch, but it's milk. So those families that, again, are getting the summer meals will have noticed that change already. For everybody else, once back to school time starts, it's going to be a big change.
Maybe the most important part of what you're talking about there, Melanie, is the struggle and the difficulty that every one of us kids went through of opening those cardboard boxes and not getting it right, and the milk don't come out. No, I'm kidding. It did happen to all of us, though. That is a universal thing. It happened to you at least once.
It did.
And you don't have to worry about that anymore. I one thing I did not know about this that you just shared right there, and I really appreciate the effort and the thought, the insight to, well, we're in the dairy state.
Mm-hmm.
These kids should be getting the milk right from here.
Yes.
That's fantastic, really above and beyond. I find that really cool. I could talk to you for an hour about that alone and how that process happened. Maybe sometime when we got more time, we can do that.
Yes.
I'd really like to know more about that. I admire and appreciate that, but I also I imagine you guys see this too, but the layers to something like that. Yes, the best milk they could get. Certainly. We know that as Wisconsinites, you know, and living in this state, how good the milk is here in this state and all that, and the health benefits and those things. The cost of something coming from a city over as opposed to states over or something like that and those things. But I'm also thinking about every kid that sees that and sees the address on there, or that, like you said, drives past there and knows that they're getting milk from there, and makes them think about where this milk is coming from.
Yes.
And a little bit more empathy, a little more understanding of our ag industry, our farmers out there, maybe them wanting to do this or something. This isn't leaps and bounds, everybody. As a child, that's a sponge. You don't know where their interests and their passions can be sparked and can be started. It can happen just as easily from something like this. And just as importantly as all that, the pride that you feel in this, like, oh, this is coming from my state. This is coming from, I even know the family that it's coming from, or something along those lines.
Yeah.
It's great milk. It's a great idea. There's so much more to it than just that, though. And I think that is really cool. I really admire that.
Yes. Yes, we do have a big farm-to-school base here. We work with apple farmers, and we've had the apple farmers come in and eat with the students and talk with them. And we have great farmers in the area and making those connections and bringing them into the schools, like you're saying, and having students connect with this apple was grown by this woman right here and tell us about the varieties and how you start your trees. So yes, it was just another proponent of our farm to school where let's include milk in farm to school. Yeah. Let's make sure our milk is local and coming from farms that kids see.
I know just sitting here and hearing all this, how much I appreciate hearing it as a citizen, as somebody in the community and everything. I can't imagine the parents, the farmers themselves, how much they appreciate this and how much that is a great bond and a great relationship to build more and more and stronger and stronger. There's nothing but positives to something like that. And again, great milk. Don't have to worry, struggle with the carton. Struggle with the carton, I don't know if it was just me. I'm starting to wonder if it was just me now, but I did seem to have troubles with that from time to time. That is great stuff. Thank you so much, Melanie, for that. Now, it was really fun hanging out with you, getting to know each other a little bit more here and hang out. One of the things I wanted to make sure that people know is how they can reach you if they have follow-up questions or want to know more about some of what we talked about. Is there a way to reach you?
Yes, there absolutely is. You can email me. We do have a generic school nutrition email, and that will come directly to me. It is schoolnutrition@wrps.net. Again, my phone number is 715-424-6703. I really like hearing from families and parents and students. We love to be in the schools walking around hearing what students want to see on the menu or are looking for, but it's important to hear from families and parents too. And so we appreciate all feedback on our food service program.
We'll be mentioning the free meals for kids during our morning shows and our other shows, making sure to get this information out there as well. And you can find out more information at WRPS.org. WRPS.org is the website. Head on over there and reach out to all our great people in the public school system, like Melanie. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Yeah. Appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you, everybody, for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic.